couple of weeks ago, we launched our latest listener challenge, the Great Doodle Dare. Cartoonist Alison Bechdel supplied the start of a drawing, and we're asking you to finish it any way you want, any materials you want. We've already gotten some terrific submissions.
My name is Bob Crone. I live in Prairie Village, Kansas, suburb of Kansas City. I noticed from the drawing we were given, it looked like the character was climbing up something. But I wanted to go against convention and wondered what she could be doing if she was more horizontal. And when I looked at it, my first thought, especially because it's World Series time, was that she was sliding into base. No wonder that was my first thought, right? Kind of what was on my mind at the time was baseball.
My name is Kathleen. I live in Prescott, Arizona. My husband called it a noodle doodle. It looks like somebody who's struggling with a bag full of spaghetti. This young woman who's fighting the spaghetti, she has a tattoo on her arm, the first initial of my new grandson, which is Weston.
That's the way the dipsy-doodle works.
You can see Kathleen and Bob's drawings and all the other submissions so far at studio360.org. While you're there, go ahead and download Allison's unfinished drawing and see what you can do with it. Make sure you get it back to us by November 10th at midnight.
The dipsy doodle is easy to find. It's almost always in the back of your mind. You never know it until it's too late. And then you're in such a terrible state. Like the moon jumped over the cowhead diddle. That's the way the dipsy doodle.